Hello, Indiana 4-H families, and welcome to Barn Chatter. Barn Chatter is a podcast series focused on the 4-H animal science projects. My name is Aaron Fisher, and I am a 4-H extension specialist with Purdue University. Today, Barn Chatter will focus on an aspect of the 4-H animal shows at the Indiana State Fair. The Indiana State Fair is the culmination of the 4-H livestock experience. It is where a 4-H member showcases what they learned with their animal over the course of the summer. In today's episode, we are joined by Megan Eve from the Indiana State Fair. Megan is the entry department manager for the State Fair and is here to discuss the Exhibitor's Corner program. So without further ado, it's on to the chatter. Hi, Megan. Welcome to Barn Chatter. Please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, first, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on here. So I come from Southern Indiana. I was a 10-year 4-H member. I started here at the State Fairgrounds in 2014 as the entry manager. I do everything from the Exhibitors Corner, which is the Indiana State Fair online registration system. I also help during the shows, help get the shows running with the department staff, helping with them show programs and then results and premium checks. Previous to that, I was a barn girl in the swine barn for 4 years. So definitely have some experience here at the State Fair.
Okay, thank you. I know that Exhibitors Corner is fairly new. Can you tell us a little bit about that program and the purpose of Exhibitors Corner?
Sure. Exhibitors Corner is the Indiana State Fair's online registration database for 38 departments. Exhibitors Corner is the starting point for any exhibitor exhibiting here at the Indiana State Fair. All entries are made through Exhibitors Corner, where we collect exhibitor, animal, and class information, entry fees associated with the department, and this is also a way you can purchase discount parking passes and admission tickets. Exhibitors Corner also allows you to check the results of the whole show or your individual exhibitor results.
Thank you, Megan. I know that animal ID data can be transferred from 4-H Online into Exhibitors Corner. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works?
That's correct. For this to happen, exhibitors, parents, guardians, whoever is making the registration in 4-H Online, which is your county database, they need to mark on every animal. I think it's a checkbox. Aaron, correct me if I'm wrong. Basically saying that you're going to send animal information to the state fair. Then once that happens, once your 4-H Online registration is complete, then Purdue staff, they verify each individual animal from all 92 counties. They make sure that, you know, they qualify and are eligible to attend the Indiana State Fair. So after that, once the animal is marked eligible by Purdue staff, then that animal information is sent over nightly to the Indiana State Fair system, Exhibitors Corner.
So while we are talking about 4-H Online and Exhibitors Corner, I hear from families all the time that seem to think they are the same system. Can you tell us a little bit about what difference is between the two?
Sure. I get that same question working here at the State Fair. 4-H Online is what you will start with at your county level. That is the Purdue entry system that you'll complete before May 15th at your county level. Exhibitors Corner is the Indiana State Fair's registration system. It's branded with our branding, our colors. It's where you come in and make your registrations for the Indiana State Fair. This is where we will collect your entry fees and your information based on your exhibitor animal. They look very different. Ours white and red. So they are different systems. Exhibitors Corner is Indiana State Fair system.
What can a 4-H family do to ensure that the transfer of data between 4-H Online and Exhibitors Corner works like it's supposed to?
I would say there are three things. First, linking the correct email address. Two, patience. And three, using your resources. So going back to one, linking the correct email address is so important. I can't stress that enough. It is basically the second part of transferring animal information over after you mark them eligible in 4-H Online. Once you're in Exhibitors Corner, there will be a field that is under the exhibitor's main info, like first name, last name, address, that will ask you for your 4-H Online email. This is how we link your 4-H animals to Exhibitors corn account. We cannot do it any other way, so we need that email address that you use for your 4-H online account. Problems that we've run into in the past is that people put kind of any email address in there, so it has to be that 4-H online email that is used for that 4-H online account to link those up. So that's definitely number one, is to make sure you get that right email address in there. Once that email address is in the system and you hit save after agreeing to the terms and condition, we will send you a confirmation email, and you have to confirm that email within seconds. That email will come. So doing that also is another thing. Kind of goes along with linking the correct email address. So if you do not link the right email address from 4-H Online, your animal information will not show up. The second thing I mentioned was patience. It's another key to making sure your animal information comes over. As I said before, at times there's only one person making the animals eligible in 4-H Online. That means if you make your registrations in 4-H Online and expect your animal information to come over the same day to Exhibitor's Corner, it won't happen. Mostly because Aaron is the one and only person making those animals eligible. And like I said before, the information comes over nightly to Exhibitor's Corner. At the Indiana State Fair, we understand that you are eager and passionate about your projects, and we hope that you follow these steps and will save you a lot of headache in the end. Lastly, I would say use your resources. If you don't get our monthly newsletter, The Fair Voice, sign up for it. We put a lot of information in that newsletter that will answer most of your questions. If they want to sign up for it, they can either email marketing@indianastatefair.com or they can shoot entry an email as well. So it's entry@indianastatefair.com, and we'll add that email address to our system, to our database, and they can get our monthly newsletter. The Indiana State Fair is another great tool. There is a page called Livestock Information. It has a variety of FAQs and other documents to help making those entries. I encourage everyone to check that page out and read the FAQ that states 4-H Online Integration with Exhibitor's Corner. It basically outlines what you need to do to make sure your animal information comes over from 4-H Online to Exhibitor's Corner. It talks about how registration steps are different depending on the species you're entering. It's a great document, again, that can be found on our website, indianastatefair.com, and then looking for the page Livestock Information. If you're unsure of something, always call the entry department. I have 4 interns every summer, or you can email us. It is easier to correct your entries before you pay, so we highly encourage always calling, kind of, if you're unsure about something, giving us a call. The office is open, really, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, so we're happy to help you in any way we can.
So what I heard you say is probably the most important thing is to use the exact same email address for 4-H Online and Exhibitor's Corner. Would that be true?
Yes, and I guess I should clarify. So you can sign up in Exhibitor's Corner if, you know, create a new account, or if you have another account. You might have used another email address to first initially make an account. But when we ask for your 4-H Online email, that is the one that you use in for your 4-H Online account. So yes, it is very important to use that 4-H Online email to link those.
Thank you. Makes sense. You mentioned the May 15th deadline earlier, and that is certainly one of the most important 4-H animal deadlines. What are the Indiana State Fair animal entry deadlines, and how do they relate to that May 15th 4-H deadline?
Sure. So the May 15th is the county enrollment deadline, but here at the State Fair, we have different deadlines that kind of just allows time between the county enrollment and State Fair. There's a little gap in between those two deadlines. So you can just kind of wait for your information to come over, really ensure what animals you're going to bring. So those deadlines, there's 2 major ones for beef cattle, swine, sheep, pygmy goat, and meat type goats. All of those have their first deadline of June 1. Other departments would be horse and pony, llama and alpaca, dairy cattle, dairy goat, poultry, rabbit, dog, cat, and the Hoosier Heritage nominations. Their first deadline is July 1st. So it would be June 1 and then July 1st are their major deadlines.
Okay, thank you. The last question I wanted to ask is about tag changes. I know there are lots of tag changes throughout the summer. The sheep or the steer pull their tag out on a gate or something like that, and the 4-H member gets a new RFID tag or a new county tag put in the ear. What's the process for getting that tag change into the system and getting reported into Exhibitor's Corner?
That's a good question. So we know it happens. It's, you know, can't really be avoided. So what we want you to do with those tag changes, we first want you to contact your county extension, put those new tags in 4-H Online. The county extension staff will be able to do that for you. Once those tag changes are in 4-H Online, that data does change when it's transferred overnightly after it's checked by Aaron. You can always call the entry department at the NESA Fair, and we can double check that we did get that tag change. We can also manually change that tag in Exhibitor's Corner if need be, but first start with your county extension and getting that tag changed there.
Thank you, Megan, for spending some time with us talking about the Indiana State Fair Exhibitor's Corner program. For more information about this program and general information about the Indiana State Fair, please visit www.indianastatefair.com. For more information about the Indiana 4-H program, please visit extension.purdue.edu/4-H. Thanks for listening. I look forward to you joining us next time for more Barn Chatter.